Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi there, I'm Hilary, and this is the Monday podcast from Adept English. We are here to help you with your English language learning. So, if you're new to us, listen to this podcast a number of times until you understand all the words. Then listen a few more times, then your brain learns all the vocabulary and the phrases, so that when you come to speak English, you'll find it easier to use some of these words and phrases yourself. We say that things stick in your mind. Well, listening to this podcast will help the new and the familiar words to stick in your mind. This means that you don't forget them. And listen to the end of the podcast if you're looking for the last discount code for the final week of September. So, there's a phrase in English. It's a tough nut to crack. And I'll talk in a minute about the Brexit negotiations. I've left that subject alone for a while, but perhaps time for an update. But actually, a tough nut to crack is a phrase which describes the process very well. So let's take each word from that phrase first of all. The word tough is one of those words in English which has a funny spelling. T-O-U-G-H. Tough. It means hard, strong, or difficult. If you had a piece of beef, a steak, say, and it was tough, it would mean that you had to chew it for a long time. Ugh, not very nice. Sometimes you would say of people that they're tough. It means that they perhaps can be difficult, or it can mean that they don't give up easily. Think of Bear Grylls, if you know him. He's tough. And a nut is a little thing that grows on a tree that you can eat. Examples of nuts in English are walnuts, hazelnuts, peanuts. Think about what's in a Snickers bar. And nuts have shells which need to be opened before you can eat them. So we talk about cracking a nut, and this means cracking the shell so that you can eat it. Or you can eat the nut inside. Crack is one of those words in English which comes from the sound. If you break open a nut, you usually have to use some force, some pressure, and the nutshell cracks and it makes a noise as you do it. So there's a verb to crack and there's also a noun. A crack is where something is broken. It has a break in it, but it's not yet come apart. So you might have a crack in your car windscreen or a crack in your favourite cup. So a tough nut to crack means literally a nut whose shell doesn't break open easily. If you're in the habit of sitting with a bowl of nuts and a nutcracker, then there's usually one that doesn't break very easily. If you're using this figuratively instead of literally, you can use a tough nut to crack of a person or of a situation. So of a person, she's a tough nut to crack. You may mean she's hard to convince, hard to persuade, or that it's hard to impress her or to get her to like you. When it's a tough nut to crack is used of a situation, then it means there's a problem and it's difficult to solve. So Brexit is proving a tough nut to crack for Theresa May. In fact, not just a tough nut to crack, but perhaps an impossible nut to crack. And not just for Theresa May, but for everyone else involved too. There was, of course, this week the meeting in Salzburg in Austria where the Prime Minister, Theresa May, and the heads of the 27 countries of the European Union met to make progress on a Brexit agreement. But it didn't go too well. EU leaders led by Donald Tusk and Emmanuel Macron said no to the ideas contained within the Prime Minister's Chequers proposal. It's called the Chequers Proposal, as Chequers is the name of the Prime Minister's country residence, where the proposal was thought up. Part of the aim, the goal of the Prime Minister's Chequers Proposal, is to solve the difficulty of the border between Northern and Southern Ireland after Brexit. A border is the line between two countries which you can see on a map, but which often you can see in reality on the road, for example. You might have your passport checked at the border. After Brexit, Northern Ireland will remain part of the UK, so be outside the EU, and Southern Ireland will remain inside the EU. And yet, it's important for all kinds of reasons, many of them political, not to make this seem like the border, which runs across Ireland, is a border between two foreign countries. And yet, at the same time, the rest of the EU countries don't want to have different rules for the Irish border than for any other border between an EU country and a non-EU country. So that problem is nowhere near solved yet, and Theresa May's attempt to solve it has not worked. But Theresa May is in an almost impossible situation in the negotiations with the EU. But not just that, she's in an impossible situation almost also at home, even within her own political party. That means even the group of politicians who are supposed to support Theresa May, people can't agree either that Brexit is a good thing or about how to do it. There are even those who still don't think that it should happen at all and that there should be another vote to ask yes or no to Brexit. But most people think that the vote should be followed, should be honoured. Hardly anyone can agree how to do it, though. Theresa May has a very tough nut to crack. Whatever she decides, there are probably going to be more people who don't like it than those who do. And that even if she comes up with ideas which are more popular at home, then they're not going to be well received by the other EU27. I'm not always convinced that Theresa May makes the best decisions, but I do admire her for carrying on. She's in a ridiculously difficult position both at home and in Europe, but she just carries on because she agreed to do the job of Prime Minister. She comes in for a lot of criticism, but I think whoever was doing her job would be having difficulties because there is no solution to Brexit which keeps everyone happy. Nor is there a solution which even keeps 50% of people happy. So Brexit is a tough nut to crack. Anyway, I hope the meaning of the phrase a tough nut to crack now sticks in your head. If you want me to cover more information on Brexit, let us know on Facebook. I'm quite happy to talk more about it and explain it some more if that's what you would like. In the meantime, this week's discount code. Please remember it's the last week of September, so this is your last opportunity for a while to buy our courses at a discount. So this week's code is NUTS158, NUTS158. And this will allow you to have 25% discount off either of our courses when you buy online. But the code is only available to the first 25 people to use it. So that's NUTS158. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.
That's the end of this podcast. But don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, so the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.